Welcome to another UCTV.tv podcast presented by University of California Television.
This, believe it or not, is the geographic center of San Diego, a massive sand and gravel mine operating in the heart of Mission Valley. There are no condos here, no Nordstrom, no Starbucks, and no traffic. But as this quarry nears the end of its life cycle, the question becomes what to do with this site, this 230 acres of prime real estate stripped bare from nearly a century of mining. Neighbors, developers, politicians, and landowners care deeply about what happens here, and building consensus, as you'll see tonight, requires a lot of heavy lifting. Once rural farmland of Mission Valley has been consumed by development over time, leaving a retail and residential maze and all but obliterating the San Diego River. When the city council voted to allow this zoning change in the 1950s, one opponent declared at the time, "Thus died planning in San Diego." Years later, legendary Clean Water activist Donna Frye was elected to the City Council to represent Mission Valley on a pro-green and slow-growth platform.
I would like to restore some real basic common sense.
And now, well into her second term, Frye is not shy about listing what the construction boom left out.
Mission Valley needs public parkland, which it does not have. We're working on that, but it lacks that. It needs a school. It needs some connection with the river, which it really doesn't have. We've sort of, you know, the developers and the, you know, the planning has sort of looked at a river as something that floods and something to ignore and something that's bad, something to channelize. It needs to be more walkable so that you don't take your life into your hands when you try and cross the street. I think if it had all that, I think that Mission Valley wouldn't be such a transient sort of population. And by that I mean that people move into Mission Valley and they stay there for a while and then they say, okay, now we're going to start a family or we're going to do, you know, something else, and they get out of Mission Valley instead of saying, well, you know, we've lived in Mission Valley, we're going to start a family and we're going to stay here.
Frye shares these concerns about the future of Mission Valley with her constituent, Pat Grant, one of several Grant cousins who together inherited two large plots of land in the valley. One property is here, 17 acres on the bank of the San Diego River. And the other is here, the 230-acre quarry bound by Friars Road and Interstate 805. The Grant family has mined this property since the 1930s, and from this site has come the sand and gravel used to build many of San Diego's landmarks. The Grants' connection to Mission Valley started with their grandparents, Franklin and Alta Grant, who settled here in the early 1900s. Franklin and Alta had five sons, and the story goes, it was they who discovered that the land was full of rock and minerals. The family mining business followed, and as Alta had requested, the sons kept the property intact and fulfilled her wish for a family legacy.
She wanted her sons to take care of this property and make sure that her grandchildren would one day benefit from what her now-deceased husband had put together. And all the time we grew up, we knew that our fathers met and agreed on what to do with the property, that they were tasked to steward. If the property made some money, you had a mining agreement, and you got royalties for the product, so be it. But you better make sure her grandchildren inherit the property. So you can't sell it. You can't make off with it. You have to steward it.
When the last of the uncles died, the Grant cousins vowed that they, too, would keep the property together. But as nearly all of the sand and gravel had been extracted, they had to decide what should come next.
The little talks that we often had on the property about how it fits into the community. But just reflecting another house and another apartment, another office, that is so short-term and so short-sighted. It's not just that. It's also a canyon. It could be. When we would stand on it, we could see a central canyon. We could see these things, and we would talk about it being a park and having a home with a park. And the more we talked, the more we had opportunities to talk, we just began to create a sense of what we would have, which is a community on a park.
Finding a developer who understood their vision for the family property was difficult.
They all told us how they could make us a lot of money. Highest and best use became an expression that we all became very familiar with. Just sign here and they'll let us know when the money's coming in. They didn't address community. They didn't address the valley. They didn't address the river. They didn't address anything.
Their first partner was the H.G. Fenton Company, a longtime developer in Mission Valley. But after a year or so, the Grants parted ways with Fenton.
And the interest of that company seems to be different than ours. They certainly seemed to understand how to turn it into a money-making project. It seemed really clear. They just did not seem to be able to address in a way that we felt confident that they felt the other long-term legacy issues would be addressed as eagerly as whether or not you made a lot of money.
After another round of interviews, the Grant selected Sudbury Properties, a family business run by the patriarch, Tom Sudbury.
When we sat down to talk with them, the first questions out of their mouth were, what do you see for the project? It wasn't, what return are you looking for? And it wasn't, what's your time frame? It was, what are you looking for? And we would tell them about, we're looking for a park, we're looking for schools, we're looking for senior housing, we want a mixed development of people of different incomes and different whatever. All our first meetings were nothing but those topics. Had nothing to do with, we all assumed that they knew how to make the money work, and they would tell us if we were crazy, and they never told us we were crazy. They said, those are all really important, and San Diego needs that, and Mission Valley can do it. And they embraced the dream.
The dream evolved into a mixed-use, environmentally sustainable infill development plan for the mining site called Quarry Falls.
We felt like we needed a conceptual plan to take to the public, because if you go to the public with a picture of a gravel site and say, what do you want us to do with this? Well, the people really don't understand how to even get started. So you have to start with some kind of a basic plan and say, here's some ideas and some things that we've thought about. And the architects sit down with things like transportation, sun angles, wind angles, topography.
The site's been designed really as to try to recreate the architect's vision that was Carrier Johnson Architects was to recreate, in a sense, the landform of maybe what was once here before all of the mining's taken place. And so we stair-stepped the site, and we're able to do that because of the mining operation.
The plan calls for some 5,000 new homes, along with recreation, civic, and retail centers, and a waterfall running through a large and inviting central park.
The park was designed as a central organizing feature for the entire community, with pedestrian trails and pedestrian-only paseos that come down from throughout the community, down through, we call them finger parks, down to the main park. But the central park will be not only for the citizens of Quarry Falls, but anybody else that lives in the surrounding community that want to come down and use it.
We are going to meet the park needs of the people that will be our neighbors. We're all planning to live there. every one of us. We are planning to be a part of the community, because who wouldn't want to?
The housing will be a mix of apartments, condominiums, and single-family homes, all designed to be part of walkable neighborhoods where residents can interact with one another and allow the roots of community to grow.
Once we got the shape of the land the way that we all felt was right, we then looked at where the uses should go, and we put the uses that generate more traffic and are kind of faster, more intensity uses down along Friars Road. And then as we stair step up the hill, we lower densities and get to a point where the parcels up on top really are pretty consistent in density from what's existing today.
We kept hearing over and over again from the planning groups and the community councils and different subcommittees that we met with that, you know, we really, really think we need a school in the valley. Based on that need, we started looking around, and we're fortunate enough to meet the folks that run High Tech High in Point Loma. They liked the idea of the site and felt that a K through 8 charter school would be viable for them to do, because not only will they create a draw from Mission Valley, but to the extent there's extra capacity there, they could pull some folks off some hills maybe around Mission Valley. So they feel very comfortable with their projections in terms of being able to have a successful school in Mission Valley.
High Tech High teachers used Quarry Falls as a lesson plan, with lectures on architecture and urban planning, and then having their students come up with designs for the new school, complete with suggestions from potential future clients.
If you have a playground, the best playground in the world, what would you have on it? What? A tree house? Tree house? How big? As big as this room? As big as this school?
But getting approval for any new project that would bring more people and more traffic to Mission Valley would not be easy. And so began the multi-year roadshow by Tom, his son-in-law Marco Sesa, and the rest of the Sudbury team to gather input and build support for Quarry Falls.
No more would it be just about the buildings. It's about the social experiences and the social connections that we can help provide as developers to the community.
There's a whole other aspects of the park. We have a bioswale that's going to be a model for filtration of stormwater and handles all our stormwaters. We're looking at doing dog areas, community gardens, rec facilities with basketball, volleyball, playing fields.
Among the issues raised, water, density, and air pollution.
We have so many serious deficiencies in Mission Valley already with traffic and other issues that need to be addressed. Doesn't the overall impact of all these projects need to be looked at together, not individually, because they're all going to affect the traffic, the environment, our drought? They're all going to affect it even far more adversely.
There's a huge health concern with the pollution. This will compound the air pollution, toxic emissions, particle matters. And as far as the delays, the worst one is at Murray Ridge and 805. That one will be 190 minutes with this project. The queue will be over 22,300 feet, over 4 miles long.
The school is not a public school. It's a charter school. So any student from San Diego can go there, and they will get there by being bused in or driven in by their parents.
So if we truly care about the city and we're talking about things like legacy, why can't we leave this as an open space? Why can't that be the Grant's legacy? Why not?
While it may not be practical to leave this space empty, the Grants do have another gift in mind for San Diego, a gift very personal to Pat and her cousins.
This group of six inherited more than one piece of property. Again, we grew up here. It staggers us that you can go to a restaurant on the river and its dumpster is along the river, and the outside dining tables are next to the parking lot. And we have looked at, we have a piece on the river, and we have looked at ways to get it developed and have a river experience. And we could not find any way to do both, develop it and finally give ourselves and the rest of the members of the community of Mission Valley access to the river. We could not find a way to have both.
It's my understanding that this is zoned for a 30-story high-rise. Is that true?
Not only is it zoned for it, we have received plans for these things. We have looked at them. You cannot have the 30-story hotel and have the public access that we believe, have the public access that we want on the river.
Oh, it's a wonderful piece of land. It's vacant. Currently, there's no structures on it. And when we were driving around and looking, we kept looking at it over and over again, and it kind of drew our attention as a blank canvas of something that could be really special.
Rob Hutzel is the executive director of the San Diego River Park Foundation, a nonprofit group focused on restoring the river and, in the long term, creating a 52-mile public park that will run from the headwaters to the ocean.
We were approached by the property owner, and they said, would you be interested in talking about this piece of property? And we, of course, got very excited, and our eyes got very big. And we said, yeah, we'd love to. And we sat down and talked, and we found that we had a common vision for that property. It was a place for people and wildlife and the river, you know, which is one of our slogans, people, water, and wildlife, where they could all come together and we could really create this project that was not just for us, but for generations to come.
The plan is for the grants to donate the land to Hutzel's Foundation, which would then raise the funds to build and maintain a discovery center right on the river.
So one of the ideas is people will be able to come up from the center and come up here and look out over the river. And kind of, it's kind of an unexpected surprise. Even though you're down there and you're below the berm, you don't really necessarily see what's going on. You kind of come up here, and we'll make this so it's very accessible. That's really important to us, that everybody can access the river. And yet the river's right out there with its open water and all the vegetation. And we're high enough above the river that we won't actually impact the birds and things that live down there, so you'll be able to enjoy them. And that's an important part of the story and what we're trying to do.
You know, I grew up being able to play on that river. If I and my cousins don't do something now, no child in the future might have the opportunity to play on the river. This may be the last opportunity.
But as much as they would like to be generous, the grants are working people, teachers, a musician, a truck driver, and Pat herself, a veterinarian. They cannot afford to give these 17 acres to the River Park Foundation without rights to develop the quarry site, rights ultimately approved or denied by the San Diego City Council. And for Council Member Donna Fry, there's a conflict. Though she has long advocated for the San Diego River, and she does see some benefit to Quarry Falls, she cannot overlook what she sees as a huge flaw in the plan.
Quarry Falls has parkland proposed. It has a more walkable orientation. It has respect for the river. It proposes having schools. The problem, and again, the challenge for this development, is the traffic. And unfortunately, a lot of growth and development has been allowed to occur without the accompanying mitigation required to reduce and address the impacts caused by traffic. And there's a history behind that.
The last 20 years of development in Mission Valley has been focused primarily along the trolley, and the developments that have occurred in the valley over the last 20 years have primarily focused on providing land for the trolley and infrastructure for the trolley, and did very little to alleviate the automobile traffic issues in Mission Valley. Our site, now that the trolley is in, our site's going to be dedicated for transportation issues to really solving the automobile-related traffic issues in Mission Valley. Like literally off-site, not on-site, but literally off-site, we're spending over $50 million in the valley to improve the traffic at the intersections that are currently congested in Mission Valley.
I think it's not the site per se. I think it's the development, the cumulative impacts, that the failures of the past oftentimes are going to have to be borne by those in the future. And I think that's probably one of the cases here, where you might have something that is a wonderful project. But the fact of the matter is that the people that are living there, many of them, are going to say, wait a minute. It takes me 35 minutes to get 2 miles. And now you're going to add how many more cars?
So now, you don't think the mitigation will work?
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows for certain if mitigation will work.
As Tom and Marco make the rounds of planning groups and community councils, they indeed do hear complaints about the density and traffic impacts of Quarry Falls.
If it were to analyze...
But what took them by surprise at this meeting was that the criticism came from fellow developer, Alan Jones of H.G. Fenton.
I think a serious omission, the standard upon which the traffic analysis in the EIR was based were city significance thresholds from July of 2004.
And then again here from Katie Keach, representing a citizens group funded by Fenton.
The city has a standard of a minimum of 2.8 acres of usable park space per 1,000 residents. And based on the calculation and the Quarry Falls EIR numbers of the number of residents that will live there, between 8,300 and just over 12,000, they should include on-site, we would prefer on-site, between 23 and 35 usable acres of park space. And currently what's proposed for on-site is 17 acres, which is certainly a good thing. We would like to be added more park space and less park deficit to the already pretty monumental park deficit in our community.
Marco responded by showing this group similar projects that Fenton built in Mission Valley.
I mean, I just want to point out, you guys tell me where the park is. And the fact is that a lot of the park deficiencies in Mission Valley are as a result of things that the people that are opposing us created.
One wonders if the opposition is personal. But I'm not going to sit and wonder why someone wants to push bad things when I have the opportunity to focus on creating good things.
Mayor Jerry Sanders later brokered a deal between the two developers. Sudbury reduced the commercial space by 25%, and Fenton dropped its opposition. But no compromise yet between two neighborhoods on Quarry Falls.
It often happens in my district where you have one community, such as Mission Valley, saying, you know, this is great, and we think, you know, you need to put a road right through the middle of the project, and it'll come up into, you know, our neighbors on top of the hill, which happens to be Sarah Mesa. And you have Sarah Mesa saying, wait a minute. You know, we don't want to take your traffic and have it dump into our little residential area.
The issue in this case was a possible road connection at the top of Quarry Falls.
From a public transportation perspective, there's no question that the interchange connection to the 805 and Phyllis Place and down to Mission Valley is important for regional traffic flow. We're not opposed to it. We're not proponents of it. We can't very well say we don't want the traffic going through our community. That makes us not look like we're really very thoughtful for the public good. In the same light, we understand people that already live in the area and they don't like it and don't want it, and we acknowledge that. And so we basically said we will design the project and grade it in such a way that the roads will be built up to the Mesa, and then at the end of the day, the city council will end up deciding whether or not they want that road connection to happen or not.
The community planning groups in Sarah Mesa and Mission Valley and the San Diego Planning Commission all voted to support Quarry Falls, though in Sarah Mesa's case, not the road connection. But these votes were all advisory. The only votes that really mattered were those to be cast by the San Diego City Council.
We're honored to be here today to present the culmination of a 7-year conversation with the community.
Each side made one last appeal.
This project, by their own data, will generate 242 tons of carbon dioxide a day.
And then it was time. A decision on the road connection would wait for another day. But the fate of Quarry Falls was to be determined here.
All right, we'll go to council and begin with Mr. Madaffer.
I really believe that this project sets the standard for which others should aspire to in the future. And I really think that this project is the future for San Diego when it comes to development as we'll see it. The days of greenfield or sprawl-type development in our city are over.
One would think that the council president might afford the courtesy for the council member in the district, one of the largest projects in Mission Valley, that we might be afforded the courtesy of speaking ahead of others, because everyone else gets afforded that courtesy. But the fact of the matter is they didn't know what motion I would make. because I didn't know what motion I would make because I was actually sitting here listening to the testimony. There's a lot of good things about this project. There's many good things about this project, and I am so grateful to Pat Grant, and I'm grateful to Mr. Sudbury and to Markham and all the people that have been working on this. You've done some really nice stuff. I wish that it was the first project in Mission Valley, quite frankly, because it would look a whole lot different. A couple of the problems is that we really don't have adequate traffic mitigation, and we have no way. We don't actually require the traffic mitigation to be built or provided.
I know it's not a part of, you know, the reasons why we should actually make a decision, but I'll tell you, I like Tom Sudbury. You know, I really like him. He is so honest and open. He, you know, I know folks might disagree with him on this project when it comes to certain aspects, but he's very honest as a developer.
I like the project. I like what you're doing. I think you've really done the work that you should do to bring the community together. So I really support what you've done in the project.
Please vote. Call the roll. That passes 7-1 with District 6 voting no.
In the end, Donna Fry voted no, fearing that Quarry Falls, like many projects before it, would fall short of its promise, something Tom Sudbury vows will not happen.
Mr. Sudbury.
I want to just say how much I appreciate your comments and your trust, and want you to know that we don't take your trust lightly. We're committed to this city. We're committed to this council. We're going to make you proud. I hope 15 years from now you'll look back at this vote and say we did the right thing. We took the city in a sustainable direction in a model community. Thank you very much. I want to say also thank you to your staff. We really respect and admire the folks that we worked with. I won't exactly say we enjoyed working with them because they were tough on us, but that's their job. We understand that. But at the end of the day, they were professional and fair, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. That's very kind. Thank you, Mr. Sudbury. Congratulations.
Construction crews are expected to break ground on Quarry Falls next year, and the first phase of homes should be ready for new residents in 2012, with final build-out sometime in the next decade. As for the other 17 acres, the Grant family will make good on its offer, sparing the land from commercial development and instead allowing Rob Hutzel's nonprofit to create an urban oasis, beckoning future generations to discover and embrace the San Diego River. This, of course, made possible by the efforts of the landowners, developers, community groups, and the majority of the City Council, achieving consensus on what they want for Mission Valley and a leap of faith that the Sudbury team will deliver. We'll be watching. I'm Shannon Bradley. Thank you and good night.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.